Good morning, Leslie Ann and Big Chuck with you.
Hey, Leslie Ann, how you doing?
There you are. What's up?
I had the strangest thing happen to me.
You usually do.
recently that I have to share with you.
All right.
I was home in the afternoon, and I'm sitting at my desk in my computer, and I'm typing away, writing something, and I felt a funny thing in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
And I reached up with my tongue to see what was going on as I'm typing away, and my front tooth fell out of my head.
That doesn't happen every day.
Down onto the keyboard.
Yikes.
Now, 54 years ago, when I was 14 years old, I broke both of my front teeth off, and the dentist in Sydney put caps on my teeth,
right,
and they've stayed there for 54 years.
Which is pretty amazing.
Which was very amazing. But my tooth fell out of my head.
That's a little unsettling.
I couldn't believe it. And I said, I can't leave this house.
Yeah, that's kind of unsightly.
I said, I can't let anybody see me.
Yeah. If people could only see the picture.
How could I let anybody? I'm showing Leslie the picture of it right now, which will remain a burn after this, but. It was the oddest thing, and I thought, I can't go on the radio station. I can't work. I'd be whistling, you know, through my teeth.
Yeah, we do take that for granted because it changes how you sound.
Yeah, I can't eat. I mean, my front tooth was laying on the keyboard, so I ran and I called my dentist, good old Doc Lind, right here in Oriana.
Oh, we love him.
Dr. Lind, love that guy. And he said, did you save it? And I said, I think so. Let me go back in line. I went back. I looked, and there it was, stuck between the ampersand and the key. And I said, I got it. He said, come on in. Well, when I got these crowns on in 1963, it was ordeal. I mean, it was 3 days. It was painful.
Wow.
It was root canals. I'm a kid, 14.
Well, dentistry's come a long way.
And it was painful, and it was a lot of crying, and it was a lot of bills, and it was a lot of money, and it was a lot of anxiety for a 14-year-old kid to lose both of his front teeth over Christmas vacation.
Oh, that's awful.
Knowing that Christmas was coming up, and I had to go back to school.
Yeah.
You think that picture's bad? Imagine both of them gone.
Right.
The old 6-10 split.
You would have been made fun
of
like crazy.
So anyway, and it turned out to be a non-event, thank you to Dr. Lind, because it took him 15 minutes.
Wow.
But he was stunned at the shape of the crown that was made by a dentist in Sydney. His name was Dr. Fred Rothman. In 1963, the work of art that it was.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow.
And so he just put a little dab of cement on it, shoved it back up into my jaw, and out I went whistling Dixie.
It's amazing that they cement something into your mouth.
I know.
That's like crazy.
I know.
Yes, we literally and have teeth glued in.
I'm so self-conscious of it now.
Yeah.
I will never eat another ear of corn or an apple, you know.
Right.
But I can still see Dr. Lind, Don Lind, looking at this crown in his hand saying, this is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
In the days of very rudimentary dentists, 1963 with gas, you know, root canals on a kid, and it was painful.
Oh,
It really stayed with me to this day,
that
ordeal. And I was nervous going into Dr. Lind with the crown in my hand, and he said, that's it.
I'll
be out of here in 15 minutes. But
the dentistry of yesterday is not the dentistry of today, thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness.
My grandfather was a dentist.
He was a dentist.
And I remember countless visits sitting in his chair. I had to have a lot of adult teeth pulled because my jaw was too small. And the needle, Chuck, it looked like it was 2 feet long to a kid, of course.
Into the roof of your mouth.
For the numbing, for the Novocaine. It was like my worst nightmare. So when I became an adult and I had to go to the dentist, I'm like, this is a breeze.
This is a breeze.
Yeah.
This is a breeze today compared
to
the old days.
Breeze.
It really was like sending me to therapy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 4 days before Christmas, it took me 3 days to have two new front teeth built.
Right.
And it was awful.
Yeah.
And now, 54 years later,
15 minutes.
Doc Rothman's creation falls out of my mouth onto my computer keyboard. There were no computers when he put it in.
Right.
And Dr. Lind came to the rescue. But I'll tell you, I had one big gappy in my, I was Gabby Hayes for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Had I had to go on much longer than that, it would have been a mess.
Yeah.
So.
Not fun.
Hang on to your teeth, folks.
Thank goodness. All right, let's go back to our modern dentistry.
I'll go have an apple.